So I'm really happy today to be talking to David Weigand and talking about how to approach and how to meet younger women for men who are older. And I know, you know, when I think of you, remember that MTV show that you were on?
Yeah, The Maid Show. That was a long time ago. Sure.
Yeah, I remember seeing you on that. I think you were on another show that we were on, too.
The Sex 2K, that's right.
Yeah, I was like, who is this guy?
That's right, because you guys have been doing this. When did you start? Because I think...
Over in 97, so we started.
Yeah, you were 1 year ahead of me. I started in 98, and I remember you guys, it's like we're like the veterans, you know, of this industry. We're like old men at this point. My God. Like,
yeah, I just turned 40, so I mean, it's a good topic for me, but I kind of actually find the older I get, the easier it is to meet women. So, but let's start by just kind of covering, you know, so for the people listening and for the people reading the book, just kind of, you know, how did you get into this? I didn't even realize your history that you've been doing it that long. What was your personal background that had you kind of start coaching men or become in the seduction community or whatever you want to call it?
You know, it's funny. It's something that I always wanted to do. I made jokes about it like in the early 90s with a friend of mine because I was married, then I got divorced, I used to own a bar, and I was just like not in the mood to be that guy, you know, that guy that is standing there in a bar with absolutely no game. Not that I didn't have game. It's just that I didn't want to be that older guy that was drooling at the young women in the bar. And I was like, there's got to be a better place. There's got to be a better way to do this. And I started really going out and meeting women out and about. Because I'm not a bar person to begin with anyway, because I really just don't particularly like it and enjoy it, and I don't think there's really any redeeming qualities sitting around sucking back alcohol all night long because I'm a non-drinker. So I started going shopping and doing things that I liked and started meeting women everywhere. And then I got a group of guys when I moved to Los Angeles in 98. When did I move to L.A.? I think 98 is when I moved to L.A. These group of guys started following me around all the time, and they said, this is like David's boot camp. We just follow you, do what you do, and become you. And I started looking at the guys, and I started realizing, huh, these are all successful guys. These are all smart guys. They just aren't good at one side of their life. And that's how I really started it. It's something that I always wanted to do, something that I really enjoyed, something that I understood, and something that I really worked really hard at myself to really get deeper with. So it became this, like, great business based out of like my head and based out of the love of what I do. So it was a really great way to start.
So when we start kind of laser beaming this down on younger women, I mean, I know, I'm sure like myself, you get asked tons of questions. I found that I started getting asked this question a lot. Like, I'm an older guy, I'm 45. How do I meet women who are in their early 20s? You know, and there was sort of this, and I actually don't find there a lot of material out there. Do you think that guys are in need of that information? Is that something you're asked often?
Yeah, I think guys are asked that a lot, and I always tell them all the time. It's like, if you're going to play with the young girls, and they are young girls to me. I mean, but there are a lot of men out there that just have not had the experience with the younger women, and they're really looking to do that type of experience. If you're going to play with them, you've got to understand the psychology of them. And the psychology of them is what I like to call the little kitten in the string. You know, you just don't want to give them everything. The more you ignore them, the more you tease them, the more you tantalize them, the more they want you. And the problem is a lot of these older guys, what they'll do is they'll go and they'll try to buy them. If you buy her, if you take her places, buy her great dinners, do things for her, you're basically going to become her sugar daddy. She's not going to have great, crazy, wild sex with her sugar daddy. She's going to have great, crazy, wild sex with her lover. And the only way you're going to do that is learning the art of teasing her, ignoring her, and absolutely busting her every chance you can get because she wants what she can't have, and you basically have got to learn the concept. And a lot of older guys don't get it. They really, really overdo it on the gifts and the dinners and the trips. And, man, you're just buying basically a woman that's going to have sex with you for 3 minutes, and that's about it. It's just not worth it.
Yeah, I totally agree, man. It's amazing. Well, it's almost like this like they put them on a pedestal, and it's like this golden prize at the end of the tunnel to meet the younger woman, and it's like this massive big deal when in fact it's really not that big of a deal. You know, I think these older guys hold it out as this amazing thing when they have no idea what they're getting themselves into. Like, I think there's actually quite a downside to dating the younger woman.
I do too. You're not going to get a mature woman. You're not going to get a woman. You're going to get a woman that's going through the dramatic stages of her life, so she's going to be very inconsistent with her emotions. She's going to be very inconsistent with what she wants. Sex, you think, is going to be wild and crazy, but as far as I'm concerned, sleep with a woman 30 plus and you're going to have the best sex of your life. A younger woman is going to be crazy one night and then not sleep with you the next night because she's still got guilt issues that are, you know, basically left over from childhood. I mean, you're going to deal with a lot of things. Secondly, she's going to have very unrealistic views of the world because she has not been, she's not experienced life. So she tends to be more of a, I don't know, what I call it stupid. You know, it's not, I can't call them stupid, but I call them young and dumb. You know, the stuff that comes out of their mouth, I scratch my head sometimes and go, okay, I used to think that way too. I'm a lot very forgiving about it, but some guys just want it. They want that hot young piece of ass. It validates them. It makes them feel good. You know, they never had it before. So, you know, if they can put up with it. I don't date women that are under the age of 30, and I'm 45. I wouldn't touch a woman under the age of 30. They're not interesting enough for me. I've traveled the world. I've been everywhere. I've run, you know, 5 successful businesses in my life. I work hard. They don't understand me, and I don't really want to go back in time. But I've coached tons of men that want to date women in their 20s, so it's not a tough thing to teach.
Well, so what do you think guys do to totally blow their chances with younger women? We'll just start with that. You know, how do they destroy it? You said, you know, buying them gifts and becoming like a sugar daddy. What else do they do consistently that you observe to blow it?
Well, they don't look cool. You know, they look like dorks, you know. I mean, the fact is they don't dress hip, fun, and trendy at all. I mean, if you're going to get a young girl, you better dress the part. You know, you don't want to be wearing your high-waisted jeans and your Dockers to go meet her. You don't want to look like the nerdy accountant. You want to look like the nerdy accountant that's a rock star on the weekends. You know, you want to dress the role. You want to be that person before. Because here's the thing that women will do, and this is something that I've always told guys, is that I've got no problem. I can attract women that are 23 years old with no problem because I've got a whole image that I've created. My image is based on confidence, attitude, knowledge, and also I dress the part. I dress hip, young, and fun. So I'm a guy that will attract women of all, you know, of all ages. The problem is that these guys don't do enough work on themselves. They're not hip, they're not young, they're not cool, but they want the young tail. And if you're going to get the young tail and you're going to go after the young woman, you better know how to speak the language. You better know how to dress the part. You better know how to walk the part. You better know how to talk the part. It's not about your wallet. It's about your game. It's about understanding it. You know, it's marketing. You got to market yourself properly to get to the young women. And it's funny because these guys will get off the golf course and try to hit on a 22-year-old, and all she sees is dad who just got off a golf course. So you got to play the role.
Well, what do you think that they look for then? I mean, conversely, if they don't want to look for the guy who gets off the golf course like their dad drinking martinis or something, what do you think that is that they look for in an older guy, or what attracts them?
Experience. And it's the experience that works to your advantage. Meaning, for instance, okay, you've got to really be a great lover when it comes down to it. If you're a shitty lover and you're in your 40s and you're sleeping with young women, she already gets those shitty lovers with the older guys, okay? I mean, with the younger guys. So you need to really, what I tell every single guy to get out there, if you're going to go out there, become a great lover. Take a couple of tantra sex classes. Really learn how to please a woman. Because what happens is if you have that confidence, you're going to be able to convey that sexual attitude. Secondly, teasing the young women, which a lot of guys don't understand. A lot of the younger guys, what they'll do is they'll go in there and immediately they'll go out with a woman, you know, a young girl on their first date, and they'll try to sleep with her on that very first date. I always tell a guy, play it cool, act like you just got laid the night before, and when you go out at the end of that date, look at her and just go, all right, see you later, see you, go, goodbye, get out of my car, you know, with a smile, tease her. It's going to drive her up the wall. Don't touch her for the first 3 dates because then she's going to want to have sex with you. She's going to wonder why the hell you haven't touched her. She's going to think you don't desire her, and she's basically going to throw herself on you. So it's understanding the way they're wired, but it's also playing that part too, and you've got to understand what a young guy is like and be the exact opposite. Your age and your wisdom, don't teach them a lesson. Share things with them. Don't talk to them like you would talk to them like, oh, I wouldn't do that, young girl. You know, I think that business venture is not smart, you know, blah, blah, blah. Encourage them a little bit, but share your wisdom and knowledge because you've got to become Michael Douglas. You've got to become Sean Connery. You've got to become George Clooney. You got to become that really cool older guy that will attract women all the time. You got to be it before you are it.
So is there stuff that you teach your guys or tips or techniques that is applied? You know, let's say there's like a massive age difference. You know, if there is a 20 plus your age difference, is there stuff that guys need to do to adjust themselves? Like you were saying, that is one good thing is guys, you know, for older men not to be patronizing, not say, when I was your age, you know, I used to do this, but I'm different now. You know, like none of this fatherly bullshit advice, but what do guys need to do to adjust themselves to the age difference? Because it is radically different. My girlfriend's 18 years younger than me. It's really different. I got to, you know, I can't just be like I would be with a 30-year-old woman, you know?
No, you've got to be totally different. Partly is that you've got to speak, once again, speak wisdom and speak their language, you know? It's like be open to what they want to do, but take them on an adventure that the young guys can't do. And I'm not talking about buying them great dinners, okay? It's more like have a man with a plan. Meaning when you go and you go out with them, you know, just don't just take them out to dinner because anybody can buy them dinner. Do something that's fun and playful. Show them that you're fun and playful. One of my favorite things to do with women is to go to Target. When I get there, I always tell them all the time, hey, we're going to get a drink, but I got to run an errand in Target. Why don't we just meet there and we'll go get a drink, right? So then what I do is I give her 13 dimes and 9 pennies. So I give her $1.39 and I look at her and go, have you had a treasure hunt yet? Because what happens is she's young and you want to show her that you're hip and cool. You want to show her that you are somebody that's not stodgy, somebody that's not old. You want to convey a youthful, you know, energy about you. So what happens is that you'll give her the $1.39 and you'll say, these are the rules, okay? The rules are that you can go on a treasure hunt in Target. You can buy whatever you want for $1.39, but it has to be one thing and one thing only. And you watch. She'll canvas Target for an hour trying to find the thing. She'll even try to negotiate another 5 cents out of you, and you tell her it's got to be $1.39, and that's it. You'll cover the taxes, but it's got to be retail $1.39. You're showing doing young things with her. Let's say, for instance, it's the summertime. You know, you just say, hey, let's go to the park. You know, you bring the Frisbee. You know, you're doing things that are young and fun. You know, you're not, you know, you're having a barbecue at your house. You know, you're not just you're not acting old. You're like, you are that guy. You are that 45-year-old guy that's still a kid, yet you've got the wisdom of being that 45-year-old man and the success of being that 45-year-old man. And by doing that, you actually become something that she always met, that she never thought she would go out with, but you're like this hip, cool guy that everybody wants to hang with. That's what you've got to be. It's creating attraction.
She's got to... Moving on to a different topic, where do you recommend guys meet younger women? Or where would be a bad place to meet women? Do you think guys should go to clubs? Or where is the ultimate place for an older guy to meet somebody in their 20s, for example?
I tell somebody, and I tell them this all the time, Ron, it's the same thing every single time. Be the story, not the cliche. Okay? Be the story, not the cliche, right? Meaning, all right? You need to create this, what I call this romantic comedy, because every woman wants to be swept off their feet, whether they know it or not at that moment. So you've got to be that guy that basically gets women, sweeps women off their feet. So go out, approach her, and learn how to speak her language. When you go out to forget about a nightclub, forget about a bar. When you're in the supermarket or a coffee shop or wherever it might be, approach her very nonchalantly and casually. Tease her a little bit about the cup of coffee that she had. Tease her a little bit about something she's doing. One of my favorite openers in a grocery store is to see a woman that's got a pint of ice cream, let's say. I like to walk over to her, and I like to look at the ice cream, and then I like to open the freezer, and I like to draw a tic-tac-toe board, right? And then I put an X in the middle, and I look at her and say, hey, your turn. I'll flip you out. Your turn. I'm playing you tic-tac-toe for that ice cream. Okay, so all of a sudden, okay, it becomes something playful. And then you start describing the ice cream. God, ice cream is so good. I want your pint of ice cream because, you know, I love the fact when it's all melted and it's all, you know, soft on the sides and gooey and, you know, you're just being fun. It's like meet them all over town, create that story because young girls have a huge text network. So if you meet them in a casual place, and all of a sudden you start teasing her and go, hey, ice cream girl, we need to get together, man. I got some great chocolate ice cream I'm going to show you. You know, hey, ice cream girl, when you text her or you call her up. She's already texted all her friends, and you're ice cream guy. So the fact is you need to meet her in a playful type of way. Everyday encounters will beat bars and restaurants any time of the week.
Awesome. Is there a unique way like that you think, to close the deal with a young woman versus your average woman? You know, if there was a big age gap, do you think that women are more suspicious of older guys, for example, or is there something specific you tell guys about that?
No, I don't think they're suspicious. I don't think they're suspicious at all. I think the fact is that they want to meet somebody. They're only suspicious if the guy's one of those lingerers and stalkers. If the guy's in a bar standing there with no game at all, and the guy approaches and doesn't understand what the hell, you know, and approaches with some pickup line, she's going to look at you and think to yourself, God, there's an old guy with a cheesy pickup line. I mean, hasn't he grown up yet? But if you're sophisticated, they're looking for sophistication, okay? Because the fact is most women that will date an older guy are looking for a guy that's going to teach them things, that's sophisticated, that's interesting. So if you're in a coffee shop and you look at her and you say, oh, man, I can't believe you're getting the French roast. And she goes, huh? He goes, that French roast they have is amazing. I mean, it's like the best. And you start like sharing an experience or a story about it. And then you ask her, hey, what kind of coffee do you like? You know, asking her questions, sharing stories about yourself, because most young guys don't ask enough questions when they flirt. They just use routines. So if you're asking her a lot of questions, you're interested in her and you're intriguing her in all different ways. You've got to be that powerful man that you are in all other aspects of your life.
Do you think there's something to then managing the relationship with the younger woman? I mean, I certainly do, but I want to know what you think. Because my girlfriend's a lot younger than me, and it takes a lot of management skills. It isn't, there's a lot of drama, and there's a lot of up and down. It's like a fucking tornado a lot of the times. But when you give coaching to guys about dealing in a relationship with a younger, what do you tell them?
Well, I tell them there's a lot of management. I mean, you're going to have to realize, okay, you are going to have to start to realize that everything that you went through 20 years ago, you're going to go through again. So no matter what you say, you can't act like you know it all, because she's still going to have to experience it. She's still going to have to go through drama. You're going to have to listen to the shit with her friends, because they're always going through dramatic shit with their friends in their 20s. You know, she's going to cry one night because she doesn't think her friend Hope doesn't like her anymore, you know, and they got into a falling out and blah, blah, blah. And you know what? You've got to sit there and you've got to listen to it. Do not offer advice. Just sit there and go, oh, I totally understand, hon. I totally understand. Let her vent, because she's going to feel like you're the only one in the world that understands, because everybody else is trying to fix her. Everyone else is trying to make it work, make it better. You know, her friends are giving her six different opinions about the fight she had with her friend. So you're going to have to sit there and listen to that shit. And you know, that stuff is going to come at you on a regular basis. So you got to be prepared. You got to be ready for it. Not only that, she's going to be more emotional than women in her 30s. So she's going to get more jealous. Like, you might go out with your friends and she might say, did you flirt with anybody? And you're going to say, no, I really didn't. And then 10 minutes later, she's going to attack you a little bit more. And 20 minutes later, she's going to attack you again. And you don't want to get defensive at all. You don't want to get defensive, because if you're defensive, then she's going to know that she's right, and she's trying to figure out if she's right because she doesn't trust and she doesn't have the life experience. So by not being defensive, you're actually gonna get further with her. You need to say something to the fact of, oh, come on, honey, I only have eyes for you. I said, stop being so silly, you know, just, you know, and tell her, hey, you know, I really love you, you know, and give her a big hug, make her feel good. But don't get defensive. Don't say, what are you talking about? Why are you so paranoid? Bingo, you just ruined it. So yeah, you've got to really talk to her and manage that relationship far more than you would with someone who's experienced all the stuff.
Do you have any specific stories or examples of guys you've coached or worked with who were successful meeting younger women, and kind of maybe some of the kind of wrapping together some of the things you've talked about so far and how they did it?
Yeah, I've got a good client. I mean, I got a client who's actually 50 years old. His wife is 21 years old, and but you know what? It's funny. It's interesting, because he's with her. He loves being with her. He likes the sex. He's gotten, you know, I mean, it's great. He's had like orgies with her, three ways with her. I mean, he's had every imaginable, you know, fantasy that he's ever wanted, you know, from, you know, going to the Philippines, you know, and partying with her on vacation with foreign women, and, you know, going and having, you know, hot tub parties with six different women and watching her get off and watching porn with her. But one thing that I always, you know, I've always told him, and he's been able to keep the relationship together. She's a child. She's a kid. She's still got a lot of growing pains. What you need to do is you need to manage that really well. And he's been able to manage that really well by just accepting all the things that are young about her that irritate him, and really, really thinking about the positive things, because if he really starts to look at it, she drives him up the wall because she's too young for him. But instead of like trying to change her and trying to make her grow up faster, he needs to just accept the great things that she is, and then he needs to be able to deal with the stuff that really irritates him, and that's been the key for him.
Do you have any other stories about like walk-ups or whatever during your boot camps or stuff like that that happens, or is that just pretty common in your courses? Or
Totally common in all my boot camps and stuff. I mean, I was out with a guy who's 45 years old who walked into this store. The store had pink phones. He grabs a pink phone. I told him to grab the pink phone. He grabs it, and then I told him to use a little bit of humor. He just says, "Feminine, or can I pull it off?" And she goes, "I think you can pull it off," he says. And then, he used the playful method that I always tell him, the old storytelling. "Well, let me tell you, if I called you at night and I told you I was talking on that pink phone, would you get turned on?" And from there, they talked for about 25 minutes, and they've been dating ever since. I mean, it's just, and she's, she's half his age, but when I teach boot camps, Ron, I mean, it's all about being in the moment, not using pickup lines, being playful, and it's going to work on women half your age. It's going to work on women same age, because women are wired the same exact way. They're all looking for you, Grant, to walk through the door in a romantic comedy, sweeping them off their feet.
Do you have any other final comments or thoughts about this you want to make?
No, I think that really covers it. I mean,
you covered a lot of ground really fast, so I appreciate that. Let's talk about your website a little bit. You want to spell out the URL and talk about your blog for a second?
Yeah, definitely. My website is davidwygant.com, spelled W-Y-G-A-N-T, davidwygant.com. Every day I post a different blog. I mean, I've got a ton of products, too. But let's talk about the blog first. Every single day I post a different blog. The blog is geared towards both men and women. Usually I post a man's blog and a woman's blog. The great thing about the blog is that there's women participating in the forum on my site. Secondly, I usually post a podcast, a very attitude adjustment, usually about inner game or outer game, depending on the mood, depending on what it's all about. A lot of the times I will post a podcast from an actual coaching conversation I have with one of my clients. Then I'll also upload a video a couple of times a week that really answers specific questions for men to really teach them how to really connect with women. I've got great products that teach you anything from outer game to inner game, depending on what you're looking for, all on my website. And I got a crazy boot camp where I actually spend 48 hours walking around with groups of guys, or I do a one-on-one boot camp where I actually teach you how to naturally meet women. Once again, I've not been about pickup lines. I don't believe in pickup lines. To me, picking up women is lifting them up over their head and basically going to the gym. So there's no such thing as picking up women. Once you learn how to connect with women, you're going to attract women everywhere. And that's really what I focus my attention on, creating a life so you become attractive to women, so they chase you instead of you chasing them.
Awesome advice. I really appreciate talking to you.
Well, it was fun. It was definitely fun. It's a long time coming, and we've known about we've definitely have crossed paths so many times, Ron, so it's always great to connect and talk to a fellow student of life.
Yeah, exactly.